Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Grapevine CrossFit Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Head. Happy to be with you today, owner and coach of Grapevine CrossFit. Thanks for stopping by and listening. Got some important stuff to hit today. Let's talk about what is important in your life, and have you ever even really made that distinction? I know for the parents out there, including myself, we can sit there and say, yeah, our kids are important to us. Our jobs are important. Our families are important. But what are our reactions, or what are our actions reflecting of that? Or are they reflective? Are our actions reflective of us saying that? Of us calling those things important in our lives? And here's my opinion on this. For the most part, yes. And I'm going to be a little bit biased here because we're in the fitness industry, and that's kind of the thing, you know? I mean, taking care of your body and your health and your wellness is really important for long-term effects of being on this planet. And so when somebody says to me, you know, my kids are really important to me, well, what are you doing for them that makes them be important to you? You know, taking them places, providing for them, that's perfect. I mean, that's great. That's ideally what you're doing. But on the flip side of that, if you're not prioritizing your health, then you're breaking that promise to your kiddos and to your family, for that matter, that you feel like that they're important to you. And how important are they? Are they important enough that, you know, maybe you have to rearrange your schedule to make sure that you go to the gym, to make sure that they don't have to take care of you when you're older because you didn't take care of yourself because you were too busy focusing on them or sitting on the couch or stuffing your face or making excuses as to why you couldn't be active? You know, the funny thing about being active is it literally can cost you nothing. And I think that's a huge disconnect for most people in trying to get into an active lifestyle. It doesn't have to cost you anything. You spend money on food, you're gonna spend money on food, so why not spend it on stuff that makes your body move and feel better and overall more healthy? You have the outdoors at your disposal. You have the inside of your home at your disposal. There's so many videos on YouTube. You don't have to come into a gym. I know that sounds counterproductive from my end, but if you've ever stepped foot into our gym, you know why people come here. And if you just make those changes in your life and you find the people and you get around people that are like-minded, which is what we provide here, then you figure it out. And then you start seeing why people spend money on gyms, why people can spend an exorbitant amount of money on gyms, and why they're not spending money on places where you just have to walk in and decide what you want to do, right? But the point is, whether it's free, whether it's a membership at the rec center, which in our area, the Grapevine Rec Center, if you're a local resident, can cost as little as like $300 and something a year for a family, which is crazy cheap. Just because you have that membership doesn't mean you're going to use it though. And what's funny about these kind of gyms, the rec center or 24-hour fitness or Lifetime, for the most part, they want to see you buy a membership and they don't ever want to see you again. So you're not that important to them. Your bank account's important to them. And I'll make that argument all day long. Whereas you're more likely to visit a place that you're spending more money on, but you're also very volatile in that respect. Because if you aren't using a membership with a CrossFit gym or personal training or something like that, chances are you're going to miss that money. And so where smaller gyms tend to, not smaller gyms, but like something like Lifetime, like big box gyms. I don't know why I said smaller, but big box type gyms, they charge smaller fees so that you don't miss it. And you know, that makes our job a little bit harder because we need you to come in. We want you to come in to make those healthy changes in your life so that you don't miss the money that's coming out. That's to be a part of a CrossFit gym or a cycle bar or bar method or things like that, that are the cost or Orange Theory. Those costs are going to be well over $100 a month. We want you to come in. We want to create a change in life for you, and we want to be an important piece of your life. And so, back to the original thought here, have you ever really made those distinctions of the things that are important? Have you ever spelled out why they're important? Again, I'm going to use the kids as an example. We all know it's kind of intuitive that our kids are important to us for the most part. Those of us that love our children. But have you ever sat down and looked at what that actually means to you? Are they important because they're your kids, or are they important because you're supposed to protect them? Are they important enough for you to be around long term? You know, there is one commonality in gyms that cost money. And anything that costs money, really. And again, I'll touch on it one more time, and it's that if something costs you a good amount of money that you miss each month and you're not using it, you again become volatile. And so it's important when you buy a product like that you make it a piece of your daily life, or you use it consistently and you figure out a way how to use that consistently. You know, there's, I think, one of the biggest attrition rates within our gym are from people that simply don't make it a priority in their life to get in here. And while that's unfortunate, and as much as we can sit here and just tell them and try to poke and prod them to get in here, it's still on them every single day. You know, I can't come over to your house and pull you out of bed. I can't make you go to bed on time at night. I can't make you work on your stress management. I can tell you all about it. I can't make you put the right things in your mouth, but you have full control over that. And if you haven't made it important enough, then you're just not going to do it. So I guess the next question is, how does one make these things important to your life? You have to assign responsibilities and reasoning behind them. I go to the gym to work out for me because it makes me feel better. My goal is for long-term health. I want to be able in my 80s and 90s to walk around and not have to be on a walker or be confined to a bed or have to be pushed around in a wheelchair. And what's funny is some of us may think that we have plenty of time left to take care of that stuff, but each day that goes by is one day closer. So why not start it now, and why not make it a priority for you so that you don't have to get to that point? Because I promise you right now, how are you going to feel when you're having to look at your kids that you raised and now they're having to take care of you because you refuse to take care of yourself? That is a very important piece and a big reasoning to assign to something to make these things important. Why didn't you eat better, Dad or Mom? Now you had type 2 diabetes that developed into type 1 diabetes, and there's no coming back from that. Or you had a heart attack because you didn't take care of your stress levels and you didn't work out consistently. You were too busy focusing on everything else instead of focusing on yourself. So, assigning those reasons to make something important is going to be a big piece of that. But then applying those things and creating new habits out of them is the other half. I talked recently about consistency and how being consistent every single day creates a long-term habit for you. And it allows you, when you create long-term habits, it allows you to miss days and take days off. Whereas if you haven't ingrained those habits, you can't afford a day off or a missed day or an excuse, because then the next day turns into an excuse, and then the next day turns into an excuse, and then the next day turns into an excuse. And then the next thing you know, at the end of the month, whatever gym you're a part of, you're calling them up and you're saying, hey, I have to cancel my membership because I'm not utilizing it, or I can't get there in the morning, or I can't get there in the evenings because I don't want to. Right? Priorities. Make it an important piece for yourself. Assign a role to that, a reasoning, your responsibility. Why is this important to you? Draw it out, put it in front of you, and then start making that habit. Start building consistently on it. And I'm going to follow that up with the nutrition case, because it's the same exact thing. If you don't make eating well a priority, it's never going to be a priority, and you're always going to struggle with weight. You're always going to struggle with sleep, and you're always going to struggle with sugar and sweet cravings, salty cravings, and you're not going to be able to control yourself. You have to practice this stuff, and you have to sit down and tell yourself that you have control over this. The nutrition one is big, because nobody is putting anything into your mouth except you, and you're making the choices and the decisions to eat the things that don't complement our lives to be healthy. So, you know, I really feel like the last few of these podcasts have been kind of up on a soapbox, and it's for good reason. I think some of us, and a lot of us, if you walk outside and you go to anywhere outside of a gym, and I'm going to say CrossFit gym, because you'll find probably some of the most healthy people across gyms within a CrossFit gym, you get to see how the other half lives and what it looks like. And if you don't see it, then you're one of them, bottom line. And you need to take a look in the mirror and realize what's happening and what can happen in the future if you don't take care of that now. You don't have to be in a CrossFit gym. Just go to the gym. Be active. Get some movement in. Stop eating so much shitty food. Start eating better foods. If it's a better food, you're looking at meats and vegetables and some decent carbohydrates that aren't in the form of packages. Some healthy fats. If you have no idea what that is, reach out to us or search it on Google. Google's an amazing tool. There's so many things out there. There's a lot of free stuff out there for you to get your hands on to help you with this. Don't know where to start with your fitness level? How about you just get outside and walk? Start there. Look up beginning fitness plans. Call us, email me, Brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com. I'd love to help you out. Figure out what's important in your life, and if you're not making your health an important piece of that, you're going to let down yourself, your family, your friends at some point in the future, and then you're going to feel real sorry about it when it happens and regret not having taken care of it at the time that you did. That's in summary. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you'll have a good day. I look forward to the next time. If you have any questions for me, comments, concerns, shoot them over to Brandon@grapevinecrossfit.com. I'd love to hear from you.